Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Right, I'm just going to do, I'm not even going to say like hello or welcome.
Okay,
I'm
that's
just doing
quite
like a
weird.
Normal, like, just
quite
in,
weird.
Just
I mean,
start.
That's not how we start usually. It's just, you know,
I
it's
don't
a business
like change,
meeting.
I can't deal with
but
change.
But I don't do the kind of big intro very
no.
well.
You do.
Right.
And then sometimes I come in too quiet and I think
okay.
that's a bit creepy.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd just start.
Okay, well,
how are you?
Yeah,
anyway?
I'm fine, thanks. Yeah, yeah, I'm fine.
You?
I'm fine.
I'm good, but
you're
I've
right.
got no idea what we're
yeah.
doing.
Oh. Do you know what, Ryan?
Yeah.
The only problem is... If we had to pitch for this money in this theme park, you know, we had to go in that start of your pitch like a wet little flannel, we'd be sent out on our asses. We wouldn't even get £1 billion.
Flannels are quite small as it is. How small is this flannel you're imagining?
Like,
and
why is it wet?
Well, it's wet because it's been soaked in bath water and you're just washing your bits with it.
But a flannel... its very nature should be wet, so that's quite effective. I think you were almost, you got your metaphors mixed up. You went for wet lettuce.
No, did
and,
I?
And you came out with wet flannel.
Well, lettuce is 90% water.
A wet
flannel. So of course it's
wet
lettuce.
Wet flannel's a phrase,
of course
I'm
it's
sure.
water.
Wet flannel? Have you never washed your face with a lettuce either? Well, I have.
Yeah, and yeah. in Chinese restaurants you can get a little...
finger bowl of lettuce water for
yeah.
a flannel.
Lovely.
Are you saying that on Chinese airlines that they hand out
lettuces
hot lettuce.
As fresh as...
Hot lettuce, madam.
Would you like to freshen up with a hot lettuce?
Well, I think that's probably enough of that. Let's get on with it.
Yep.
Two lonely travellers in the Qatari desert. One of them has an email in his inbox that gives him $1 billion. What's that shimmering in the heat haze? Is it a football theme park? I think it is. Hey, let's go check it out. What is this place? It's amazing. Is it football land? Yeah, it's football land. Definitely two words.
I'm calling this the unsung hero.
Yeah.
Right, now we need music in football land.
Yeah.
Yep.
And we need like that kind of like background music.
Yeah, yeah.
When you're like in a queue, you might call up the football land hotline. Maybe it's on in the background.
Yeah.
That, do you know when you go to like a shop that's not paid the license fee?
Yeah.
And they've got like cover versions.
Soundalikes.
Yeah. I used to work somewhere that they had a radio station of soundalikes, and it was insane.
Wow.
And I've heard the term Muzak before.
Mm.
Firstly, I didn't know how to spell it. And secondly, I didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
So I Googled something roughly to that, and I learned that it's called Muzak, M-U-Z-A-K, and it's a company that makes...
No.
A company?
An actual company called Muzak. So
came first?
So they were
the
original the
name of the
royalty-free rights.
Is this like Hoover? We call them Hoovers,
yeah,
but
it's
that's
that
a
American
trade
Xerox
name.
Thing and all, right. of, all yeah. of that stuff.
Hoover, yeah.
And
Jacuzzi is another one.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do
Biro.
We do the reverse. We do sellotape, don't we? Whereas
Tippex,
they call it Scotch tape.
Yeah, Scotch tape. Scottish people just like
tartan tape.
Yeah, why do they think Scottish people love sellotape so
much? And it gets you a little bit tipsy. So yeah, basically, I'm thinking that we touched on the unsung hero a few episodes ago when we were. I think it was the UR Canada ride. We talked about, I think it was a groundsman came up and we were talking about the effort that the groundsman has to come into. It gets no praise.
Yeah.
And that got me thinking about unsung heroes. But it poses like a real like conundrum in that how do you make a song about an unsung hero without heroising them?
Mm.
So for this to kind of like remain sort of non-intrusive and kind of totally unrememberable, to use the proper Glenglish.
Very good.
Glenglish. It can't be about anybody known.
Okay.
And it can't be too flash.
Yeah.
You know, it's also, let's be literal. You know, this is literal. It's background music. It should be about background staff. And I think it should be drab and flat, potentially bordering on offensive, so that we definitely make sure we don't heroise anybody.
Sure.
And it's really tough to do that.
Because what you're asking for, basically, is to create the musical version of Fred or Lucas Leiva.
Yeah.
Completely. I mean, you'd think kind of
even
not,
Lucas Leiva,
not paddling under the behind the scenes. Just you kind of think he does nothing in a game, but he actually pulls more strings than you think.
Yeah, I guess so.
But he's so drab as to be unremarkable.
Yeah, but then you can't.
Fred is not unremarkable. He's remarkable largely for the wrong reasons.
Right. Okay. What about Scott McTominay then?
Yeah,
maybe. Although he does get a bit of praise, but
Lee Carsley.
Yeah, I'm focusing more on like Jane from accounting.
Oh, I see. Right, you're going right back,
yeah,
Graham.
So I had
right behind the scenes.
I had like a little. So like, I mean, the first one that came to me was like, Jane in Legal's got bad breath.
Okay.
So does her assistant Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
But not, I had to come.
Not nice. Not nice, but well, so well done.
I had to go like quite drab because I think my first version was like, it was a bit too jazzy. I was like, Jane and Legal's got bad breath. It was, you know, it's too
Oh,
hold on. Tell me more about Jane's bad breath. And it was like, Jane and Legal's got bad breath, but so's her assistant, Elizabeth. And it got a, it got a tiny bit too like.
So is the whole point of Muzak is so behind the scenes that you don't even register it as music.
Exactly.
It's got to be that low key and boring.
Yeah.
So boring music.
Yeah, like
really
that just
hard.
Fills the time.
It is
so fills the air.
I had a couple of others that I jotted down. I was like, John the Kit Man, he's a douche. Phil's got sweaty hands for a masseuse.
Yeah, but that I think that
does
tune
masseuse,
is almost too sort
is that
of
too?
Memorable. Yeah.
Masseuse. It stands out because masseuse doesn't rhyme with douche.
Yeah, and also, that's an interesting story you've picked up on.
Okay.
Like,
you see, I've got the wrong end of the brief completely. Mine are way too sparkly.
It's too good.
Well, not
well,
good.
Maybe,
they're
maybe
still
not,
rubbish.
But we can change it, and it's fine. This is all up for debate, because I've got a couple that I think are too jazzy. Like, I had...
Go on, you do a jazzy one. I've got quite a boring one.
I had... you know, they get a lot of, like... they advertise a lot of analytics roles, but they're always unpaid.
Yeah.
It's like unpaid intern to do now
for a Premier League football
for
club.
For like the most important role in the club
now.
Yeah. So I had like, he does analytics for free.
That's good.
you became Alan Partridge at the end as well.
That's too jazzy for me.
Very jazzy.
So I'm struggling. I need to.
Yeah. I didn't even think about tune. I just went with.
Oh, yeah,
with
go
lyrics.
On then. Maybe it works better if there's no tune then.
Maybe that's because the other one I had is way too tuneful and it's too close to a football chant, which was like under nines academy development. Which.
Not even a rhyme.
Just like under 19s academy development, under nines. Yeah, not under nine. It's got to be really like. Yeah,
but I think that could work if you get a whole stand of people chanting that without any emotion.
Yeah,
I think that's close to what you're after.
Under nines academy development, under nines academy development.
It's pretty underwhelming as a title.
I think most Muzak doesn't have any lyrics.
No.
If you think about, you know, when you're walking through a theme park, you just hear this like
elevated music.
Are you going to an Irish theme park? What have you got? Something?
Well, I've got one that's a found poem. It's
Ooh.
A found poem from West Bromwich Albion's club recruitment site. Because you basically said to me, try and find the most boring job in football you can.
Yeah.
Okay? And I immediately thought, oh, kit man, that's not boring. That's just like an integral part of the job. You know, that's great. You've got to go further back, administration. So I found a job posting, and this is pretty much a found poem. It's pretty much exactly this. So it says, the safety and securities manager... Ensuring the fans move safely through the door, you must have an NVQ level 4. And then in brackets, in spectator safety management. So the safety and securities manager, ensuring the fans move safely through the door. You must have an MVQ level 4 in safety and safety management.
Yeah.
That's the most boring job I could find.
That's along the right lines, that is. And I think
it's kind of like a grandstand site sort of like tune.
The 80s tune.
Yeah, sporty tune.
Yeah, it
sporty
was. Tune. Definitely, I think you're along.
Mark, can you sample that later?
Yes. I'm looking forward to putting some harsh, tasty beats underneath that and then binning it and making it more boring.
Auto-tune it.
So I've got the wrong end of the brief completely. This is my poem about depressing kind of background staff. There's no tune. I'm a match day steward. You all pretend to ignore me, but I know that you heard. I secretly hope for a pitch invader and that I won't need the skills I learn as a first aider.
Oh mate, that's good.
It's not finished. It isn't finished.
Sorry.
I'm 56 and a match day steward. I like animals and my dream job would be as a gnu herd.
Oh.
It's finished.
That's smashing. No, that's good. Because
I've got two more.
Oh, go on then. I'll have them.
All right, so it's a similar kind of intonation, I think, because I was going for bored and depressed.
Yeah, you did it.
Mow the grass up and down. I hate my job, hence the frown.
Oh.
I have a fork and a trowel and a rake and a sprinkler. When I'm really bored, I sing the theme to Happy Days and pretend I'm Henry Winkler.
Good.
Mark, the first bit of that.
Yeah.
Just read those lyrics again.
Mow the grass up and down. Hate my job, hence the frown.
Yeah, that's almost bringing a bit of like the modern day sauciness, which is now just like fuck me in the bum hole. You know what I mean? They're just right.
Kitman says that.
Yeah, just like nowadays there's no. There's no like
at the end of the game. That's all. Just put your dirty kit in there in the skip. And by the way, fuck me in the bum hole.
To be honest, I wouldn't be surprised if that sort of stuff happens. You know,
my word, it weren't like that in the 50s.
But this is what I mean. I like the older songs with innuendos. Like there's an old song that's called like. It's like I've got a rocket in my pocket and I'm ready to go.
Okay,
like yeah. I like that
G-G.
Level of. Like,
well,
yeah.
George Formby back in the 30s, I'm guessing.
When I'm bumming your mum.
No, I've got a stick of rock.
Yeah.
And do you want to lick it or chew it? It's obvious what the rock is representative of.
Yeah, exactly. And I prefer those old innuendo songs, but the rhythm, the shortness of the sentences is kind of making me think of modern songs, and so there is something in that I think we could definitely, you know, what's the lyrics again?
Mow the grass up and down.
Like a bit like a Daft Punk song.
Mow the grass up and down. I hate my job. Hands around. Mow the grass up and down.
What was your final song?
Final song. Okay, I'm not sure this one is gonna quite hit the heights of the other two. Boots. I clean the boots. I've done it all from Premier League right down to grassroots.
Okay.
I live a long way out, so I has to commute. Jostling with the boots in suits. My job constitutes no absolutes, just the troubleshoots of mud and roots on the boots so the players can do their shoots, protect their glutes, and I avoid lawsuits, and I also get through a shit ton of juicy fruits.
That's great. And that reminds me of The Streets. Yeah. Like a middle track of one of the lesser
filler.
Good albums.
Album filler.
Yeah, album
that was
filler from The Streets.
Spoken word artist.
And, okay, can I do The Streets sort of string bit in the background?
Boots. I clean the boots. I've done it all from the Premier League right down to grassroots.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
That is, I thought the first one, actually, when you were saying it, could be set. Was a bit Smiths-like.
Oh.
I'm all the grass up and down. I hate my job.
Hence the frown.
Right. Okay. Let's have a
look. We've a little bit of work to do. Yeah. Maybe what we'll do is we'll task Mark with some of what we've done today. A bit like
he can
you did
sample
with
that
with the Dwight McNeil song.
Yeah, you can sample that.
Sample what we've done and create us something utterly unrememberable.
Shouldn't be too much of an ask.
Okay.
Good luck. Okay.
All right, then. All those in favour of the unsung hero, sort of easing its way in totally unnoticed, slipping in sideways, sidling into football land unnoticed, say aye after three. 1, 2, 3.
Delayed eye.
Ooh.
Delayed eye. I need to wait to listen to what Mark's music's like before I vote in.
I'm just going to play
on
back
that.
You doing the streets music underneath me. Boots. I've cleaned the boots. I've done it all from the Premier League right down to grassroots.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Did you know that Xavi Hernandez used to scan over 8 times in the 10 seconds before receiving the ball? It's therefore not surprising that he rarely lost it. Scientific studies have shown just how important scanning is in soccer. Players who scan more, for example, make twice as many successful forward passes than those who scan less. But training this skill is difficult, and that's why thousands of players trust Be Your Best, the soccer training app in virtual reality, designed to improve players' game intelligence. To learn more, visit beyourbest.com and use code POD20 to get 20% off your first subscription.
We've got a Patreon.
We have indeed. We've got a Patreon. Don't forget that if you go to patreon.com/footballland, you can not only have naming rights to the car park, but also you can pitch your own ride to us. And Phil Lee has done that. Phil Lee has pitched one before.
Oh, yes.
Cup of Caribou he did. Yeah. The Carabao Cup inspired teacups filled with
Carabao.
Not only Carabao energy drink, but a live moose every child. He comes back with this one. He says, greetings Anthony, Mark and Ryan. Football Land seems a bit short on performance art. I therefore pitch the I Love Football Global Theatre in brackets, perhaps Global Theatre and World Gym.
Does he go on to explain
that? Featuring Eric Cantona.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Let's see how this goes. Featuring Eric Cantona and Craig Shakespeare performing the best of William Shakespeare. Heckling is encouraged, and those lucky enough to secure seating in the front rows, aka the Kung Fu Zone, may even get a chance to spar with Cantona himself. We've talked about actors being in films last episode. It's live theatre. We've already got the cabaret, haven't we?
Yes.
Which has got obviously the Deli Dancers and a few musical turns.
The Spice Boys,
various acts like that. But this is highbrow theatre.
I'm glad Phil's on this.
Highbrow theatre.
He's basically braver than me.
Yeah.
I'd wanted to pitch my Declan Rice one-man show.
Oh, yeah.
Doing Of Rice and When.
When will I leave West Ham?
Yeah, when will I be actually legitimately good at football? And I was too scared.
Yeah, that ends with him getting shot in the back of the head.
Oh, spoiler alert.
I haven't read Steinbeck's book from 50 years ago.
Yeah, I was a bit worried about trying to do a one-man sort of medley of Steinbeck with Declan Rice.
East of Eden Hazard. Just east of Emmerstein to the east.
The Grapes of Wroth Barkley.
What's your name? I'm Wroth Barkley.
Speaking.
Yeah, so I'm glad that Phil's done this because it allows me to now just say that I was going to do something.
It's kind of like Shakespeare's Globe in that ostensibly it's for Shakespeare, but they kind of get a bit bored, don't they? And they just do any old play in Shakespeare's Globe. In the Globe Theatre. I'm talking about the...
I'm not sure they do any old play. They don't do modern stuff, do they?
Yeah, but it's like, we're doing Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, or we're doing, you know...
I wanted to do Cat on a Hotter Tin Roof.
Cat on a what?
Hotter Tin Roof.
You're right.
Oh, after Hotter, not Jotter. There was a Hotter.
Hotter.
There was a Hotter.
But then I was just thinking about, you know, Craig Shakespeare, fine. I don't know what character he'd play in... maybe
he's
he'd be
just
the
lending the
bard.
Place his name, isn't it? It's Shakespeare's Globe,
Cantona,
but it's not William Shakespeare.
Cantona could do... He could do...
Beach football.
trying to think about what... I think of... Okay, Shakespeare characters, footballers or managers of Shakespeare characters, Prospero in... The Tempest, he's kind of like saying goodbye to the old era. So he could be like Sam Allardyce could be. He's like the last dinosaur.
But Prospero's on stage, whereas Sam Allardyce wouldn't be allowed anywhere near football.
Well, he does like the stage.
He'd be like phoning it in. It would just be a telephone and someone holding up the...
Or Gerard as Prospero with last game and just slipping on his ass. I think we do need a theatre.
We do.
And I think it's got to be Shakespeare's Globe.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's a round thing.
Because Shakespeare would look great holding a flagon.
Yeah, he would.
Yeah.
He would.
That man looks like he was probably born with a flagon in his hand.
Yeah.
That's what they chant when he was managing and he came out of the tunnel. Where's your flagon? Because he didn't look right without one. One of the other things that the Globe does is... plays of Shakespeare that no one else would touch with a barge pole.
Oh, yeah.
And so I think in keeping...
I like the shit ones.
Yeah, that's very
the really shit ones no one wants
very
to watch.
The really shit ones. So we have the Henry Chronicles or the Henri Chronicles.
Oh, right. Ooh,
so Thierry and Henri the Fourth, parts 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Thierry Henry the Fifth, Thierry Henry the Sixth, parts 1 to 3, and finally Thierry Henry the Eighth, a little performed piece detailing his time as assistant to Belgian manager Martinez, and also the Thierry Orchard, which concerns his punditry and commercials work.
If there's one of those...
None of those get regularly performed, but they have. So the RSC, which isn't the Globe, is it? The RSC has its own theatre.
Yeah.
They have to perform every single work of Shakespeare, including the shit ones.
I don't want to see Troilus and Cressida or whatever it's called.
Well, it's worse than that. Like, The Merry Wives of Windsor is not worth reading, let alone performing.
Yeah.
I was going to say, which one of the Henrys is the least watchable? Because that's probably going to be Henri Camara, right?
Yeah.
You're definitely not going to want to sort of besmirch Thierry's name, even though I think Thierry Henry performing anything other than football, you're probably going to want to avoid.
Even Henri Camara.
He'd do everything
Carl,
with that.
Carl Henry.
With that
Carl
weird.
Henry, yeah. Yeah.
That weird kind of shivery grin, kind of twitchy.
Oh, yeah. That's like a really Shakespearean pose, isn't it?
Yeah, like, is he a villain? Is he a goodie? What is he?
Yeah.
What is he doing?
And he's French, so he must be evil.
Who's afraid of Virginia Wolves?
Right, it's just the whole team.
The whole... Yeah.
It's the American version of the spin-off team.
Yeah.
Either that or the
MLS
all...
expansion.
It's
the Virginian Wolves.
The first team squad of Wolves dressed like Virginia Wolf.
Right, okay.
Who was quite a distinctive looking lady.
Yeah.
We touched on this in the Waxworks a couple of episodes ago, but Glenn Johnson, Glenn Ross... Or Glenn Johnson, Glenn Murray, Ross.
Yeah.
Which leads into The Seagulls, which is a very bleak Russian-centric view of Brighton and Hove Albion. Uncle Vander, which is the tragedy of Vanderbeek.
Yeah, gosh. Yeah. Being an uncle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, really didn't.
I don't know what this one
is. Really didn't want to be an uncle.
Yeah, he hates kids.
That would be such a shit tragedy. I just don't really want to be an uncle.
I chose not to have children, and then my sibling went and had children, and there's fucking children around here all the time.
I just want to be Vanda. I don't want to be Uncle Vanda.
I don't know why I'm doing this accent, even though it's a Russian play. And James Vanderbeek is
he doesn't flog.
James Van Der Beek doing for Dawson's Creek? What's he up to?
Well, James Van Der Beek, he was actually from the East End of London, and he put on a fantastic American accent for the whole of Dawson's Creek.
That's a great. You thought you were doing Michael Caine, but that sounded like Jimmy White to me.
Well, I don't know what it was. It was a mixture of like Roy Hudson and
Jimmy White. It's gone a bit Bruce Forsyth now. Steve Bruce Forsyth.
Good. I think Phil Lee. What I like about this one, Phil Lee, is basically you've come up with the idea, but you haven't given us fuck all, mate. But that's fine because you've come up with the idea itself, and I like that. He's delegated creative responsibility.
He's like a kind of creative midfielder.
Mm.
He's created the space. He's dropped deep.
Mm.
He's allowed space in behind.
Yeah.
He's created
us
a space now
in the hole
that we can.
Beautiful analogy.
Phil.
Go and fill with ideas.
That's lovely.
Like
thank you very much, Phil Lee. Thank you. All right. Cheers, Phil Lee. All in favour of... I don't know why it's a gym.
Yeah. Maybe Phil could drop us a line on that.
Perhaps
as well.
Yeah. Jim? Question mark? Yeah.
Shakespeare's gym.
Shakespeare's gym. Anyway, thanks very much, Phil Lee.
All in favour
of the I Love Football Global Theatre, perhaps Global Theatre and World Gym. Say aye. 3, 2, 1.
Aye.
Congratulations, Phil Lee. Well done.
Foot. So I am going with something called Live Draw Love Balls.
Oh.
Okay. So this is a dating experience. I want to offer the punters at Football Land the chance to find love.
Okay.
Ooh. And I think it's compulsory, and even if you're married, you will be entered into the live draw.
Right, okay.
The Live Draw Love Balls. So I'm intrigued by, as I'm sure you both are, by the live draws that occur in the FA Cup and the Champions League.
Yep.
They are ridiculously ceremonial. They're actually dull as dishwater to watch, but people insist on televising them, and we're stupid enough to watch.
Yeah.
Even though you can just wait and get the full run.
Yeah, really weird that. And they've tried to jazz it up in the past, like the one show when they do the FA Cup.
Yeah.
It's just making people watch the one show, which is a con.
Yeah.
But also they like had a...
The
last time
show.
I watched it, they had like... a fan representing each ball.
Ooh.
And it would be like Port Vale play, and then they do like,
and then those two
Plymouth Argyle, it'd be like, yeah, right, you two go over there, whoa, look
and they
at you,
had
look
to fight as a way
they
of
kind
predicting
of pretend
there is...
fight and like look at each other and laugh and joke as if it's all fun. Just awful television.
Awful. So I thought, why don't we get some of that into Football Land?
That'd be good. We can do a good spin on it.
I've revised this, but I'll show my thinking in that I've moved on from here. But initially, I thought it will be balls drawn from footballing royalty.
Okay.
An actual couple who have found love through football.
Oh.
Can you guess who I'm thinking of?
What, two footballers that found love?
From the world of football. Let's not get carried away. From the world of football.
Probably Karen Brady and Paul Pescasolido, no? Was that?
No, that I approached them and they weren't into
two people that are in football.
It's one of the most romantic stories in the world of British football.
British football.
Shall I put you out of your misery?
Go on.
Yeah.
It's Michael Oliver and his wife Lucy.
Oh, right. What does Lucy Oliver do?
She's an assistant referee.
Oh, amazing. Good love.
They met and fell in love through the medium of referee.
Ah.
So, initially I thought they would stand with specially adapted... They'd be in their full referee's kits, but they would have specially adapted trousers, which are heavily elasticated around their thighs.
Okay.
Such that the names of every guest in Football Land...
Yeah. Is a ball in the
is
in
a
the
ball
pants.
In the pants,
right,
yes.
Okay,
and
like
then
that.
A bit like Jodhpurs.
Yeah, I'm imagining
like
knickerbockery.
They'd have to be quite big.
Yeah,
and they'd have to Jodhpurs. Pull them quite high. They'd be halfway up the chest.
Yeah.
So they'd look quite fat and lumpy. But I just like the idea of Paul Ince rummaging around in those two.
What's Paul Ince doing here?
Well, he's presenting.
Oh, right.
It's always Paul Ince. So Mark Purgatch standing at the side saying Paul Ince is having a rummage in Michael Oliver's testicular area.
Yeah.
But then I thought, it's not that exciting to watch.
No,
really.
No. So that was the beginning of your pitch.
Yeah. So I've moved on from there.
Yeah.
And I've decided. Oh, initially, if you were a man and your ball was going into a pair of shorts, you would the ball would be a testicle.
Okay.
And if you were a lady, it would be a boob.
Okay.
But
okay.
That encourages heteronormative.
Yeah, there's no same-sex going
and
on.
And actually, football is crying out. We need people. There are gay footballers.
It's way too homogenous.
Way too heterogeneous. They're not able to come out, which is clearly wrong. Yeah. So we want to encourage, we want to mix things up. So anything goes. So we're not going to genderfy you. Everyone is multisexual in this.
For sure.
But I wanted to make it more exciting for the participants. You'd want to be a ball, wouldn't you? You'd actually want...
Yeah.
In Michael Oliver's pants.
Maybe we go big.
Ooh. So you've got a giant, like, a giant Michael Oliver.
Probably shouldn't say go big when we're talking about being in another man's pants.
Yeah. Well, we've got to get in Lucy Oliver's pants as well.
Yeah, but again, you probably don't want to go big in Lucy
Oliver's
pants.
Don't want to go big.
No, you do not.
But, I mean, actually, pulling... Paul Ince getting balls out of someone's trousers is not actually how it's done.
Michael Oliver's balls be like sort of taped back?
Yeah, because
otherwise Paul Ince grabs hold of one of those by mistake and, this one's difficult to get out.
Yeah.
And then rips out one of his testicles. Yeah. That's going to be a bloody mess.
Yeah.
So, no, I think we go back to the machines that are actually used.
Okay.
Like Camelot.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's on a giant scale and each person is in a Zorb type ball.
Right. Ooh. Okay.
So
right.
That you bounce around, you get sucked in through tubes, you get spat out.
So how many people are visiting Football Land every day? About 20,000?
Yeah. So
20,000 Zorbs in a giant Camelot machine.
And you get spat out,
right.
Which is a whole load of fun. You're going to love it in there.
Yeah.
It probably takes ages.
Is it still in like a giant fiberglass, Michael Oliver?
I think so. I think.
And Lucy Oliver as well. So there's two machines.
Yeah. Just to speed things up.
10,000 in one, 10,000 in the other.
I thought we could bring them together. They could like be hugging.
Yeah, or making love. Or like stood up.
Yeah, or maybe the tube you come out of, you maybe come out of Lucy Oliver's ovaries and down her fallopian tube, in through the womb.
Through his urethra.
Yeah.
And then they're up through his lungs and into his mouth.
I thought,
because a motorised voice could scan. Everyone's got a barcode on the back of their head, right? And he's got a barcode reader on his esophagus.
Yeah.
So then, as you're coming out of his mouth and you pop out, a computerised voice could be like
Anthony Richardson. And then whoever comes out...
And it says a few words about you. Like, you get to write a 50-word bio of the person.
Yeah.
And then, so it says all of that, and then you're dropped onto...
And whoever comes out of Lucy's mouth, you have to bone.
Yeah. Oh, right, so it's a love match machine.
Yeah.
Oh, I like it. It was interesting.
You don't have to bone.
Oh.
Well, you just go on a date.
You go on a
date.
Should it be compulsory, or are we going to end up breaking up more marriages than we generate?
Well, it's interesting. There was a Kiss Cam video the other week I saw where there was two people sat across an empty chair.
Mm.
So in the stand, empty chair between them. Yeah. Kiss Cam came on them.
Yeah.
I think it was staged.
Okay.
But...
They kissed?
They weren't together.
Yeah.
And they kissed. And then the boyfriend came back and sat between them.
No.
Having not seen the Kiss Cam.
That's so clever.
And Kiss Cam came back to them.
Yeah.
And he was all like, because obviously the crowd was like, ooh. But I don't know. I think it was probably staged.
Kiss Cam's a bit weird, isn't it?
It is a bit weird. But this has a Kiss Cam kind of vibe. Either that or it's a bit like when you go to... a carol service and the kind of the priest, reverend, whatever they're called, the guy in the outfit at the front, knows nobody goes to church and uses that moment to do something churchy.
I like
everybody here to turn to the person to your right, whether you know them or not, and say hello and introduce yourself. It's like Kiss Cam meets being hijacked at a carol service.
If you're starting in...
Vibe.
Just to make it fun, if you're starting in their bodies and you're going around in balls, that's a great ride in itself.
Yeah.
So it can be completely voluntary.
Mm.
You just get in the balls
quite randomly who you matched up with, because you're like swimming. I think you go around their tummies as well. Yeah. So you go down.
The reproductive system, as taught by this, that you start in the fallopian tubes and you get fired up Michael Oliver's urethra and come out of his mouth.
Yeah.
Is going to confuse a lot of children.
But as a ride, it's like that's very like.
It's a great ride.
That's a great ride, isn't it? So
why don't we just stick to the reproductive system, and instead of breaking out of that and into other bits of the body, why don't we have obviously some people in their zorb balls in Lucy Oliver's system? And the other
in Michael Oliver's system.
And then, as in real life,
the little, creating a baby.
Yeah, the zygote.
They can swim towards each other and both, with a small hammer, break down each other's zorb ball until they're one.
A little and bit. Guy could come out of whoever was in the Michael Oliver zorb ball, when it meets in the womb of whoever's in there.
This is beautiful.
He or she climbs out of the zorb ball and then climbs into the zorb of the whoever's in the Lucy ball.
And they emerge victorious and in love
and, you know, it's
better for it.
Better for it. And they don't have to, like, go on a date afterwards. No. They just come out together.
Better for it.
Yeah. But sometimes they're going to bond.
You know, get married. Absolutely. Because there won't be much oxygen.
They won't be in full control of their faculties.
It'll be completely dark.
Yeah.
Like, the capacity for someone to shit themselves out of fear will be high. Like, all I'm saying is...
And when that's rolling around, it's like my hamster when I was 5, shat himself
when
in his own
ball. His ball.
And it was just revolving around and around with his own feces. Yeah. It'll be like that.
That could happen.
Which,
that
for some people, is going to be romantic.
That's bonding. Like, you look at people in hostage situations, you know.
Yeah.
They come out of it really bonded. Or people do a play amateur dramatics. You know, they've been, like, watching each other sweat and, like, do smelly
Hollywood couples
toilet things, you know.
Regularly, don't they?
Yeah.
When they've been in a rom-com, they've basically replicated an entire romantic relationship from beginning.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Exactly. Yeah. And then that's it. Then they're together. So, they can't get out. How about how disappointing if you got out of your ball and got into the ball and it was like your brother?
You'd still have to bone.
You'd come out of it in a lovely platonic relationship.
Can we make
More friends, more close than you'd ever been?
Yeah. Oh, maybe. I was going to say, with your barcode system, could we make sure that we don't match up.
You match people up along your sexual orientation.
Oh, not even that. No, like, I think Mark's
anything goes.
As a vehicle for just, they come out better for it. What better vague phrase could we attach to this than they come out better for it?
Yeah.
No promises. I mean, one man's coming out covered in his own feces, but better for
how
it.
How about this? How about this? You don't have to bang, but if you do bang, you get a free key ring.
I thought you were going to say it's like private school. You don't have to bang, but you have to bang.
No.
And you never talk about it.
You don't have to bang, but there is an incentive if you do. You might get a free pizza.
It's like the COVID mask situation. Yeah. You don't have to, but we strongly encourage it.
Exactly.
How do we replicate Home and Away? Does it not matter?
One of the slides will probably, but you know when you go up to a swimming pool and one of the slides is a black and the other one's a red?
Yeah.
You both end up in the same place, but one's a bit more of a bumpy ride.
Yeah,
I'd say that Michael Oliver, gangly guy, isn't he? I'm just imagining like a misshapen penis, perhaps. Like, you know, it might be a bumpy ride compared to his wife who's got a more perfect form.
Oh. Somebody fancies Michael Oliver's wife.
That was more confusion.
You've got such a perfect form.
I'm just saying, his would be the more bumpy ride to go down.
Well, I guess that was an odd way of answering Mark's question.
Yeah, it was still an answer, though, wasn't it?
And
it was a very sensible question as well.
Yeah.
I can't remember what the question was.
It was about Home and Away. And you said, Michael Oliver's penis is misshapen.
But Home is easier than Away. No doubt, is it?
But some
Home is easier and more numerous.
In knockout games, really show up when they're away from home.
Yeah, and that would be like, you're going white knuckle rides, you might be better for it. Have a nicer time. You might be better and faster.
Is Michael Oliver's misshapen penis Home or Away? Answer the question.
Away.
Right, okay.
And the perfect form of his life, home. Like you slide down undulating hills and, you know, wonderful. Whereas Michael's a knobbly, gangly, oddly shaped penis. It's going to be bumpy and bendy,
and
isn't
you've
it?
You've got to get out of your Zorb bumpy comfort zone and climb into someone else's.
Yeah, and that is the challenge. Yeah. So that's why his is away and hers
that's
is home.
That's a more logical answer.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yes. Yeah.
You're
Thank
going
you.
To somebody else's turf. Just so we can end this, can you just say that they at the end they come out the bumhole? Because you really disappointed me earlier when you said that he went up through the stomach and came out the mouth and there was barcodes. Because it was right there in front of you.
I'd forgotten biology and I thought, oh, is that how people give birth? It might be.
I'm sure in football land logic, we've said previously that boys come out the willy and girls come out the bum hole.
I'm just saying it's not, we're trying to engender a sense of romance in the Zorb, they bang? Will they bang? Not if they come out of the bum hole like a shit. Will they? But still, you're looking at, oh, we've just emerged through his bum. Should we kiss?
Yeah, but if you given birth via the birth canal, how many newborns, the first thing they do is bang? not many.
Right, I'm going to say they come out the sunroof. It's cesarean. It's just like a roof on a stadium that opens like that. That's how you come out. So after you've done it, the roof opens up and you just get out. Get out.
Yeah.
Just get out. Just get out, babe. If you bang, you get a key ring. Put your key ring up on the way out. Just get out. There's a bag of keyrings at the end. Just pick one up and leave.
I don't want to see you having sex. I'm just a steward. The keyring is just a photo of someone else. Just randomly assigned.
Okay, go on then.
Should we vote on this?
Yeah, it's time to vote.
So, all in favour of live draw love balls being part of Football Land's After Police AI? 1, 2, 3.
Aye. Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
good stuff. Yeah, good stuff.
It was a weird one today.
Quite odd, yeah.
Yeah, quite an odd one. But no, it feels like we've got a lot done. Looking forward to building those.
Definitely going to start tomorrow building.
Which ride are you going to start with first?
How many have we got to choose from? A couple of hundred now.
I mean, even just from this three, which would you like to go with? You want to get cracking on the Michael Oliver knobbly penis?
No, I thought I'd start with Craig Shakespeare's Flagon.
Yeah.
And just buy one of those.
All right, that's it for this week.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.